Clyde Pilkinen here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God. One of the inquiries made concerning the Lord Jesus Christ can be seen in Matthew chapter 13, verse 55, when we read them ask, "Is not this the carpenter's son?" Well, of course, Jesus Christ was the Son of God, but the one who had the distinguished role of his earthly father was Joseph, a simple man. They may even have called him Joe. And from all earthly perspective, he was what might have been called an average Joe. He was a lowly carpenter, thus making the Lord Jesus Christ the son of an average Joe. This, of course, was no accident that Jesus Christ was born of Mary and that Joseph the carpenter would be his earthly father, for this indeed is our Father's method. The Father does not plan and build spiritual life upon social prestige, honor, respect, and position. He has made it clear as to the divine method. 1 Corinthians 1:26. For you see your calling, brothers, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many wise, not many noble, are called. And Paul goes on to explain, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty, and the base things of the world and the things which are despised has God chosen, yes, and things which are not, to bring to nothing things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Our Lord Jesus Christ was seen as the son of Joseph the carpenter, the son of an average Joe. But his life was the manifestation of his heavenly Father. So it can be with us. Though we were born mere human, and we have a very lowly lot in life, inside of us dwells the very life of the Father. Now a little music for your edification and enjoyment. Here's Sawyer Brown singing Carpenter's Son.
They were adding on to the country club, but the carpenter's son didn't measure up. And those rich boys kept turning their heads. They laughed in fun and made their jokes, but young Billy just let them blow their smoke. When they got done, he turned to them and said, yes, I am a carpenter's son. I work with my daddy till the job gets done. I work with the wood and the hammer and nails, the love that never fades. And then he told them a story that came from above about a man whose only crime was love. And yet they nailed him to a tree. He said he was the son of an average Joe, but every man would have lost his soul if he hadn't died on Calvary. And yes, he was a carpenter's son. He worked with his dad till the job got done. He worked with the wood and the hammer and nails, and he built with the love that never fades. So you should never judge a man by what his job is here on earth. If you're looking on the outside, it's hard to see just what is worth. Let this be a lesson for the whole world to see. So when you're talking to a stranger, you never know who it might be. And yes, he is a carpenter's son, working with his father till the job gets done. He worked with the wood and the hammer and nails, and he died on the wood with the hammer and nails. But he builds with the love that never fades. He was a carpenter's son. Carpenter's son, carpenter's son.